news and views you can't get anywhere else. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Our destiny is in your hands. Two more days, and we can get to work rebuilding our country.
Okay, in case you're wondering, what is that crowd saying? They're saying two more days. Of course, if they have another rally today, and they will, it'll be down to one more day. Welcome back, everybody. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Again, thanks very much for being with me. Now, what was really fun to watch yesterday, and if you didn't watch the Sunday talk shows, do not worry. Producer Phil and I have that map covered for you. We endlessly watch all these shows, which have been on an extended timetable, so that you won't miss anything important. Now, here's how the race has changed in the last week. You are now seeing Romney, in addition to campaigning in Florida and Ohio and Virginia, he's now campaigning in Pennsylvania. He spoke yesterday in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, drew a crowd of 30,000 people, and thousands more were not able to get in. That was Westchester, Ohio. Then he went to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and spoke to a crowd of 17,000, and thousands could not get into the arena. So this is the enthusiasm and the excitement level have really built up. Now, the question is, why do you see Romney going in to Pennsylvania and Minnesota and Wisconsin? And what the Democrats are saying, well, it's very simple, because he no longer thinks he can win Ohio or Virginia, so he's getting desperate and he's running off to other states. Here's David Axelrod yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
Romney is in Pennsylvania today, where the polls have him down more than 4 points. But his campaign says their electoral map is expanding and that he's got a real shot there. What say you?
I say that they understand that they're in deep trouble. They've tried to expand the map because they know that in states like Ohio, where they have to win, no Republican has ever been elected without carrying the state of Ohio. They're behind and they're not catching up at this point. And they're also going to be in Florida and Virginia, two states that you would assume by now they would have secured, at least they assumed by now they would secure. They understand that the traditional or the battleground states on which we've been focusing are not working out for them. We're even or ahead in all of them. And now they're looking for somewhere, desperately looking for somewhere to try and dislodge some electoral votes to win this election. And I can tell you that's not going to happen.
Okay, now that's the Democratic take on why you're beginning to see the Republicans in all these areas. And that worked, by the way, with the crew at This Week with George Stephanopoulos. They went and asked everyone who they were going, and I think it was 4-1. They say Obama's going to win. And that did not include George Stephanopoulos, who, of course, would have cast his lot with Obama. So only George Will was out there. Now, here's the Republican response from Ed Gillespie, a Romney strategist.
You heard David Plouffe's assessment of the battlegrounds right now. They believe they're in a strong position with that Ohio, Iowa, Wisconsin firewall. And you heard him say that you all are playing defense in Virginia and Florida and a desperate ploy in Pennsylvania. Your response?
You know, 4 years ago, it's a remarkable juxtaposition here that Mitt Romney will be in the suburbs of Philadelphia today. And, you know, 4 years ago, Barack Obama was in Indiana. When you look at where this map has gone, it reflects the change and the direction and the momentum toward Governor Romney. And the fact is that a state like Pennsylvania being in play, a poll out today showing Michigan a dead heat, you know, the map has expanded. Wisconsin, Minnesota has expanded our way. We feel very confident in terms of where we are in the target states. We've been able to expand into Pennsylvania while fully funding and staying current with everything we need to be doing in Florida and Virginia and Ohio and all of the other target states.
Okay, translation. Don't watch what they say, watch what they do. And right now, you don't have a Romney pulling out of Ohio. You don't have him pulling out of Virginia. You don't have him pulling out of Iowa. You don't see him moving resources from one place to the other. He's adding. This is not a redistribution. This is generation of additional resources into these other states. And here's why Axelrod is full of it here. Because if the Democrats had Pennsylvania, they wouldn't be campaigning there. They'd say, let the Republicans waste their money there. It's good. They have no chance of getting Pennsylvania any more than they have a chance of getting California. And you don't see the Democrats putting any resources into California, do you? But you are going to see Bill Clinton campaigning all over Pennsylvania today. You don't send your number one asset in the Democratic Party all throughout the Keystone State if you think you've got it locked up. He was in Minnesota last week. It's amazing, but Minnesota may actually flip in the direction of Romney. This is a state that did not even go for Reagan in either of his elections when he won 41 and 49 states respectively. They haven't gone for a Republican since 1972, not in 40 years. Same with Wisconsin. The Democrats are scrambling in Wisconsin, and they're campaigning there. Now, if they thought that they had these states nailed down, you wouldn't see Joe Biden and the president and Bill Clinton and the first lady. They wouldn't be going to these places. So I think that this underscores Gillespie's point. He says the map of opportunity is growing here. So, Dick Morris is more optimistic than a lot of people. He says not only is Romney going to win, he thinks it's going to be a Romney landslide. Here's why he sees it that way.
This is going to be a landslide. And I think in the popular vote, he's going to win by more than 5 points. And I base this not on intuition or on smelling the tea leaves. I base it on reading the polls, the exact same polls that say that Obama's going to win. When you look at those polls and you study them and you take account of all of the factors, you see how those polls are telling you Romney will win in a landslide. Let me just give you an example. Pew Research has a poll out today that says Obama will win 51-47, 3 points, 50-47. And, okay, 50-47. Then you look at their sample, and they have 4 points more Democrats than Republicans. Well, Gallup, which has done the definitive study on party ID in the last week with over 4,000 interviews, says that it should be 3 points more Republicans than Democrats. So that poll is 7 points wrong. So when it says Romney's going to lose by three, he's going to win by four. And then on top of that, in Pew's own data, they say that Romney voters are 6 to 8 points more likely to vote than Obama voters. So that's another 3 points. Add that on top of it, and you've got Romney winning by seven.
Okay, now keep in mind, Dick Morris is one of the few commentators whose background is in polling. Joe Trippi is another one who's, for the Democrats, a former pollster. Michael Barone got his start in polling also at a Democratic firm, Peter Hart. So these guys understand what to look for, what to drill down for and look at when it comes to polls. Morris continues here.
And you go into each of these state polls and you drill down, taking account of those three things, the sample being too Democratic, the turnout being oriented toward Romney, and the undecided going against the incumbent. And you get a sense of the true shape of what this election is going to be all about.
Okay, so he's looking at all these polls, including the latest poll that shows Obama coming back in Ohio and in Iowa, rather, and says he's not the least bit fazed. He's convinced that not only is Romney going to win, but he's going to win in a 5-point landslide. Now, I see Romney winning by three. There's other people who are looking at the same data I'm looking at, and they see Obama winning by the same margin. But the reason why I see things going the way they are is because I am looking at not just I'm looking not just at the polls themselves. I'm looking at intensity, and I'm looking at how polls usually break. Undecideds in the last 48 hours usually break against an incumbent. They're just looking for a reason to go with the other guy. Anyway, and you're listening right now to John Carlson on KVI.
Talk Radio 570 KVI is the conservative talk station you can count on for, well, conservative talk. Weekdays and weeknights, we deliver the issues that really matter. No shows about aliens and tinfoil hats. No shows about getting out of debt. Just the latest news, analysis, and opinion from America's top conservative voices. John Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin, Michael Savage, Lars Larson, and Todd Schnitt. Conservative Talk Radio 570 KVI.